Just to finish up the list, because what we're speaking about is that we find here another svara, which is used sometimes the kula. The Hartzvi over here, Kufsam Gimel, is talking about this isha who her finger is blackened with the sam, with this medicine that the doctor told her she has to put on and leave it on. So he quotes Rashi in Shabbos, Tazayin, Tazvavam Beis, Hamar Ba'azephis, Tashadzvam Le'er Chatzil, Chulis Chukum, Shem, the Darkum Lipo Me'elo. Something which is not the derech to remove it. David the shein derech la sivre biyadayim is not a chatzita because soifin lipo meila mitzidi. This is on. When it will decide to fall off, don't fall off. That's the svar, which we said the same svar based on Rashi. We find also in a tshuvas chasam sefer simukov tzadi beis when he gave the ring by the rechem chachmas adam in the sugi of tziparim medoldol kovietes oyster zayin when he gave the klipas arabasa tluyin, which is important to know that it's not chaytzis because bederach klal neishron mele tzad sheni the smag is chaylik on Rashi head on. Smag quotes Rashi over there in Shabbos and learns the Gemara differently. Says smag is chaylik. And he brings over there in a nearer Lari, and therefore he brings a different Pirish. The Avnei Neze in Yerderish Samach also points out that Rash is a big Chiddush, but that's only because he understood it in a way that Rash was saying that you're not Makbara, you don't care about it, similar to the Lashonis of the Rambam. However, we have Medayik Rash saying a different Vart, Rash saying because it's all told if you plan on removing it or not. He brings the Smag over there, the Beis that goes to Smag. We mentioned the Bach, the Shach, that's said to be Machmir like the Smag, because that's the minik to be Machmir like the Smag, and not to be Semach on Rashi. In Siddur and Gimel, the Amnei Nezer is Meirich, he quotes the Zichron Yosef over there. Which one? That was very Samach. And we his Matzach, a different rise of the Zichron Yosef. Okay, now, what this leads us towards is there are certain types of stitches that you need a doctor to remove the stitches, and then there are dissolvable stitches where they sort of dissolve and fall off by themselves. So they say over B'Shem Rav Moshe Rav Shlem Zalman that they were makel by dissolvable stitches. The Sheva Levi, when he discusses, he brings this Rashi. And since it's in B, Leif Ma'alein, therefore they were makel. However, it's a sheni. We have many places that did not want to be makel based on this Rashi, because we have a smag that's chalik Rashi, we have a bach and shach that says the minig is like the smag, and we have different perches on different rayas like Rashi. So therefore, there is a big machlik about dissolvable stitches. In general, it may depend on where the stitches are, if they're in a base of stardom or in galoy, or makam agula. We're going to be more mako ones in a base of stardom, as we will be mazmer when we discuss the chavdal through chavav, why base of stardom is more kulidik. There's also other svaras that even if it's regular stitches, depending on how long it's going to be on. The mashal, the David Meisharim. So when he gave dissolvable stitches, Rav Blah used to say over B'Shem Rav Vazna that Rav Vazna is matter. Rav Isaac does the same thing also. He says the Sheva Levi is matter. In other words, they were mechabed the Sheva Levi, but they themselves did not exactly go with the Sheva Levi on this. They themselves are not, but they will be matter as quoting the Sheva Levi. They themselves held that we have a smag, shach, taz. These are big hitters against the halacha. So therefore, we should be mekel, but the shevelev was mekel, so there's semach on the shevelev.
Wherever it was.
But for sure on basis star. If it's not on basis star, so then we're going to have to come out to it. Other heads are with this. How long is it there for, and if we're semichan there or not. But we're going to be much more machmer by Megola. Even this svar alone, this avo alone, we may not be mekel. But in a basis, darim will be mekel. The daim is sharim, chelik gimel simen mem. I'll sum it up in a second. Daim is sharim, chelik gimel simen mem. Over there, he's discussing stitches which you need the doctor to remove, not dissolvable, regular stitches that you need the doctor to remove. And he himself wants to say that even those stitches we could be mekel in Beis Hasdarim. However, if you take a look at Rav Moshe, Chelik Beis, Sim Beis Zayin, it's Mavur over there, and he was Machmer also in Beis Hasdarim. Similarly, Rav Shlomo Zalman brought down the Nishmas of Rav, also held that if it's regular stitches, we need to be Machmer, unless it's going to be there more than 30 days. Rav Lo used to say 2 weeks. 2 weeks, and his share of 2 weeks was not just that 2 weeks afterwards, any amount of 2 weeks. Even if you're taking it out the day after, or if it was in already for 2 weeks, that's also called that it was there, but only in Beis Hasdarim. So therefore, halacha l'maisa, dissolvable stitches in Beis Hasdarim, or in Beis Hasdarim, and it's going to be there for 30 days or 2 weeks, in Beis Hasdarim will be mekel, by Makom Megula we're going to be machmer, unless we have other reasons to be mekel. They're not going to rely on any of these two Eterim by themselves.
What does the Shirim do for you?
Makes the battle to the Guf. So in Beis Hasdarim, where anyways, we'll see Chavdalat Rechavav, we'll use this Kula with that. Okay. Now I want to go back to just a few hours at the beginning of the simin. What?
It's
negated to fillings also, fillings. So if it's a permanent filling, okay, so then it's going to be there. So that we're not makbiran. There are those that are makbiran permanent fillings. But Allah Almighty said we're not going to be makbiran there. But what about a temporary filling? Same idea. Depending on, since it's in Beis Hasdarim, the mouth is a Beis Hasdarim. So depending on how long it's going to be there is whether it will be Ma'akev or not. Either the share 30 days or the share 2 weeks. Where does the share 2 weeks come from? It's not clear. Perhaps it comes from a Chalkis Yoyev, which mentions it, but it's not clear where it comes from.
And is that, let's say she just can't get a point for 2 weeks, but really to be there for 2 days?
It's not enough.
She needs to be needs
has
to
be there for 2 weeks.
It's going to be there for 2 weeks.
So what's the problem?
Is it needed? Is it because it needs to be there beside her for 2 weeks, or just like point she can't get another point for 2 weeks?
It's there for 2 weeks.
As long as
it's
within 2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay, now Sif Aleph over here. So the Mechaber started off with Tzrich Shesitba Kol Gufa B'Pamachas. Lefichach Sar Shlei Aleh Shum Dava Chaitis. There shouldn't be any chaitis. We feel kosher. We spoke about the Zichron Yosef quoted in the Pesach Tshuva and what the Lefamim means. We spoke out of Moshe, and that's what we take on like the Gedda that Rav Moshe gave in the Das of the Zichron Moshe, that Lefamim is not moved the Dafke by Rochai, Karai. It's Mugdabai. Is this something which is Shaykh at all moments, or only once and down the road will be Negea? That's how we're going to down it up. Halacha l'maisa. But the Mechaber speaks about Hakpada over here. What's Hakpada? What does it mean Hakpada? What does it mean Makbid? How do we measure Makbid? Do we look at it in the house, out of the house, at a chasana? How do we measure? So, Rav Moshe in the country is Tari Vayra, Chaber Zayin. So over there, there's a shtickle from Rav Moshe about chatzitzis. And over there, he learns as Tali in how she is outside in the street. Not a chasna. When she's walking outside, is she makman on? For example, she's going to a PTA meeting. She's going downstairs to pick her child up from the tender. If she realized that she had this mark, this chatzitza on her, would she turn around and go back to remove it before her friends see her with it? Rabbi says, would she go up 2-3 flights to remove it? If she's makbin enough that when she sees it on her, she will go back to go upstairs to wash it before her friends see it, so then that's called makbin.
Is it, PTA meeting and going downstairs is different at all?
Why is it different?
Teacher, just going out for a second, your neighbor.
The idea means daily activities. That's what we're saying. Not a chasna. Daily activities. Things that you do normally with other people. Meeting other people. PTA is a normal type of meeting. Then it's not once in a blue moon. It might be once every 6 months, but it's not the vart. The vart is a normal thing. As opposed to a chasna, of course you dress much different for a chasna. It's not your normal. Like your normal way of action.
Going to the store instead of going.
Same thing, going to the store. Okay, so give the example, going to the store. No, that's not cool. I'm talking about going that way, you're waiting by the tender for them to come, and you have a mark on your cheek. Or you have a little mascara left on your eyelash, right?
Not even how a person might be dressed to work, or the way you're not.
That's a daily activity. Same idea. I'm equating that all going to pick up your kid from tender, going to PTA, things that you do daily, as opposed to going to a chasna, which is once in a blue moon, and you always dress much more cleaner and nicer for them. No.
We're saying that people are scared,
like
during TP, the teachers are judging.
So that is, the teacher's not judging your face. No. So those people still have problems. They're not derech bnei adam, those people.
What if you come to the steer, like, to work,
shouldn't
be
not
on a specific thing, but to go
call your rav and ask him. Seriously, if she can't figure it out, then the rav can't either. What am I supposed to answer you? Normal things. I never had this problem. I never ever had. I get this shayla all the time about black dots, by the eye, by the fingers, nail polish, all the time. And all I ask is, when you go outside to pick the child up, you're going to the Makolet, you're going to PTA meeting, I never get ifs, buts. The answer, yes or no. That's it. No maybes. I don't know where you get maybes from. The answer very straight. So if you get a maybe, then you have to figure it out. I don't know what the let's say is. Then I will have to figure out when that happens. You can't make up a let's say of a case that doesn't exist. It's not realistic. Yeah, I don't know. It never happened. I'm telling you, I never got that answer back. That I don't know. What?
Let's say.
Yeah, I don't know what it has to be a practical let's say for me to answer. I can't answer a let's say that doesn't exist. It is very clear gather. You'll ask the lady this question, she'll answer you. She's not going to answer you back. Well, let's say. I don't know, I never had that. What should I tell you? Try it out. There's no what if. This is a very clear gather. Stick to this gather, you won't run into problems.
We're including if you meet certain people.
That's like chasna. That's like chasna. It's not a normal daily meeting. It's a chasna. Very simple. Something that comes up daily, like we said by Makbid, Lefamim. Things that are daily occurrences, that's what we measure with. Not something that comes up once in a while or will come up whenever I have a vart. I'm only going to have that once in my life, hopefully. But we're not measuring that. We're measuring things that are daily things that happen. Daily people that you meet, things, those types of occurrences. Pick whichever example. Going to the Makola, going to a PTA, going to the tender, whichever one. Don't say all three because then you will confuse her. Say one of them. Whichever one you think is the best measurement as a rav. You have the right to pick.
That's right.
If she had a black dot right here, she probably would. If it was by her eyelash, maybe not. On her finger, for sure not. Right? We spoke about that if it's in a covered area, an area that's covered, and there's more reason to be mekel. We spoke about the Chassam Sofer about a baal. Again, it depends on what type of chatzitza that is, if her baal is sofer v'kibbel or not. Could be only a long-term chatzitza, could we say sofer v'kibbel on. Okay, now, the Mechaber also mentioned about makbid of Roy Bnei Adam, Derech Bnei Adam, we spoke about Derech of Roy Bnei Adam. What's that Talion? What's it Talion? Is it Talion the Mokum where you are right now? Do we take Goyim into consideration? Do we take non from Jews into consideration? So the basis of Halachas Netilas Daim is misupik about this. And there's really no clear answer. The clearest answer that I know of is that if your wife is not makbid, then we take on that the roiv and the derech is not to be makbid, and you don't have to do further research.
I don't never have a situation about where it's not normal. You're always asking the woman if you think it's normal.
Yeah.
Therefore?
No, she could say it's not normal.
I'll raise.
What's interesting is that when you start working with the Makkah, it also gets confusing.
Yeah.
The Mashal, Rav Isaac writes, when you get a lice, and you need to comb out to remove all the lice. He says, nits, you just comb normally. Lice, you have to remove all the lice. Even if you're only misupik if there's lice, you got to comb it out well to make sure you remove all the lice. I mean, first, when he spoke to us from Chicago, he said, big deal, just comb normally, and there's some lice left, big deal. That's what he said. And I spoke to Israeli ladies, also they're very makbid on lice. And Americans that come here get all sensitive about it, but I'm just saying, it's hard to measure by makam either. It's very hard to measure. So therefore, again, the rule has to be somewhat narrowed down. If your wife's normal, and I hope you think she's normal, and what she decides is makbid or not makbid, so then you can measure with that.
Person asking the
Shaila. Same thing? Ask her. Yeah, assume that she's normal, unless you know not like that. Seriously. Okay, Mir Umakbid. Let's say it's only a Mir Umakbid. So here we had the Drabanan, a Mir Umakbid is Chaitis. So about that, we send back for a Mir Umakbid. If it's a Mir Ve'in Umakbid, so that's the Ramah that the Chatchil should remove a Mir Ve'in Umakbid. Me'ikra din, most Paiskim will hold that we do not send back for Amir Ve'in Umakbid. That's what I stress all the time. That before any husband sends a lady back, he should call the Rav, because a lot of times the list that she has is based on Amir Ve'in Umakbid, that we want to do the L'chatchila, but we won't send back. However, we did mention Rav Moshe, well, that she should go back. Therefore, really, one should line up each case by case in their situation. If you feel that she could go back, or she's calling you from the mikvah and she didn't get dressed yet and she just realized it, and you feel that psychologically she can handle it, then okay. But if you have a feeling that psychologically she cannot handle it, which is most of the times the situation, but not all the time, then don't send her back. Okay, then we have the Marasham Chelik Aleph Siman Zayin Meshavdava Chelik Beis Siman Gimel Achiezer Chelik Gimel Siman Lam Gimel, which we will have to see this Achiezer with more of a Iyun when we get to Tzipirin to Niels. Marasham is in Chelik Aleph Siman Zayin. We called that Shul yesterday. Meshavdav is a chelik beis and mem gimel, and achiez is a chelik gimel siman lam gimel. They're all discussing cases of where you have a isha who wants the tevil, but she's not interested in taking off her chatzitzas, and she has on her a miro makbid. She says, "I have on me a miro makbid. I'm not interested in taking it off. Are we gonna let her go or not? Or, you know, do we say it gets into really a?" We say, too bad, you cannot go. And she's going to come to live with her husband, Be'isu, which is more of a chamadigisa than a mino makbid. Or do we say, you know what? to save her from Yisurin will allow it to go even though she has a Mirumah. So the Marasham says, we tell her, Halitei L'Rasha V'Yomus, and too bad, even though we know that she's going to come to a more Chomadika Mikshal, but that's not our Cheshman. It's not our Cheshman. Dachiez over there is discussing nails, and he has different tzedadim over there by the nails, where he also discusses this discussion, this idea, which will come back to Rachiez's tshuva. Rav Moshe says something interesting. Rav Moshe says a lady who doesn't want to cut her nails, he says if she's choleshes bedos Yehudis, she's weak in her religion, so we're not going to hold her back from tayvling, because Medina was soymech on Rachiez who has studim to be matir. But there are svaras to say over there, which we'll see, that so we'll be samech on that, because me'ikra don't give you samech on that. However, he says, but we can't teach the women that cutting nails is not ma'akiv. You should just say to them, teufel. A blanket statement, teufel. But we're not giving a skama to it. Okay, teufel. And this is really very negea. This idea is really very negea to many situations where you can have bali tshuvas or not. No, I shouldn't say bali tshuvas. Not from. Let's talk about not from women which are showing up at the mikvah, but they did not do their proper preparations, and sometimes even too late for tonight to do the proper preparations. So what do we do? Do we send them back home, or do we allow them to table? So really, the Rav has to, with his Kayach HaNavuah, figure out what's the smartest thing in this situation, because it can go both ways. If you say table, she'll take it that, you know what, this is Nishkefelach if I don't prepare properly. If you say not the table, she may say, I'm never going to come back again. So it really takes a certain amount of Navuah to figure out what really to answer. But if you do give her just the table, say, just power of a lashon tayvul, so she knows she didn't have a false kama, but we allowed her to tayvul. Yeah.
Rav Moshe said that you shouldn't teach her not to take the nails off.
What? What did you say?
What did Rav Moshe say? You shouldn't teach her.
But don't teach the women that cutting nails is not market. I mean, when you're speaking to them, be careful that they're not going to learn from this that you lend them table, and now they don't have to cut their nails.
Blink, not to talk about it.
Say it in a way that you're not giving us scum at them, but you'll lend them to table.
The nails is more of a
scar of a hunted, like scum. So he says, don't be semech on achiyaza. Right. Correct. Right.
So, not nails in her
wish, it's not. That's the case you're talking about over there. I'm just applying it from my Rebbeim to the other cases. That's right.
Using that lashon.
That's right. Okay, now, Absby,
So Rebbe Sazer made matir in certain cases when the mamash wanted to marry, correct?
Besides
nails?
Yeah. But he told the mikvah lady to say it in a very powerful way, like, okay, you can type on. Now, I mean, speaking about nails, so you have over here, the Pesachei Tshuvin Ois Yud. The truth is, should we wait to speak about nails? Yeah. You know, we'll come back to nails. Okay, Sif Beis, just remind me. What, you got to write? Rav Isaac, mainly Rav Isaac, yeah. Sif Beis. Or okay, you know what? Just speak about nails a little. See if, what time is it?
32.
Okay, so over here, the Pesach Chuvin Ois Yud brings down the Marar Daniel. Chamudi Daniel. Shadaita Loko B'tziparnei Araglayim Sheinet Shrich Tzvila Acheres Hagam Sheinidas Im Hayinoki. So he wants to say that there's a kula by toenails, that by toenails, if I didn't cut one of the nails or I didn't cut the nails, even though I don't know for sure that it was clean, but we could be more makel because it's a covered area. That's why in those places that the women walk with their toenails uncovered, it's going to be more common in those places than over here, the mice that their nails are showing. So the svar over here of the toenails is that it's covered usually. So he wants to say that if, let's say, she forgot to cut one of those nails, so then it'll apply it will be more makel. The truth is, if on a finger you don't cut one nail, that's a mira makbid. One nail for sure you makbid on. Maybe all the nails you don't care about. One long nail you can be makbid on. The Aruch HaShulchan in Ois Memches. The Aruch HaShulchan in Ois Memches links to a knetch to this. I'm in Betz, and the Mechmed Daniel speaks out similar to it, but he says, V'yesh mishoymer, the betziparnei raglayim yesh laka b'chol inyin, af benimtze titachteyim, even if you find tit over there, v'ein tzarech tefillah acheres, the raglayim pshita d'lekapti, v'divrei tamhim, and they make sense. We come back on tzarechin l'maisa. So he quotes it, he pumps it up, come on, Tzarachin Lemaisa, if we're Sayyim Chadis. Siv Memches. The end of Siv Memches. So again, you have to take it into Cheshmin. Lemaisa, you have this Chumudi Daniel. And if there's real dirt underneath it, Shimam sees that there was dirt, and we don't know that it came from afterwards. So then, there's what we say, Chan, we come back and Tzarchin l'maisa. So what else is the difference between your finger and your toes? That's a separate sort of buttock.
Right, so
oh, that's what you want to say for that? Maybe. So we should look.
Toenails will be different because she's not needing the toes.
Yeah? Yes. I never knew that.
But they made one.
I don't know, but that's what he says.
Right.
That's what he means.
I didn't know. Okay, very nice. Who's the Tila?
It's Ferris the Mishnah.
It's Ferris the Mishnah.
I assume you're talking about Ferris.
Okay, if that's the Sephara, then you have Lamis Chus and those other women. Good. Now, a hanging nail, usually they're makbid on. Rav Moshe, in that shtick over there in the Torah of Ayra, he talks about nail polish. And he says that minadin did not makbid, but our meaning is to remove it. If she's chaleshes bidas, she's weak in our religion, so we're not going to hold her back from tayveling. But he says if she already took off one of them or some of them and left on the other finger, then that's makbedis, and that would be a problem. Therefore, Rav Moshe over there writes that they have to be makbid to be careful that they don't start cracking, because if it starts to crack, then they're makbid and that'll be a problem. Even though, it comes out of Chish, even though many times cracking, they just fill it in. They're going to leave what's there and just fill it in. But that's not enough. Because right now they're makbid. That's what he writes over there. In the Torah by Ra, the Chaver Zayin.
That's similar to the Shiloh.
Right. Right. Correct. The losing the hair. Yeah.
Right.
Rav Moshe over there also discusses dye on the hair. Says not chayz because you have the two svaras, chazusa and lanoi. But from the tshuva that we mentioned yesterday, it's mashma that the minig is to take off everything. Even in such a case, we have those svaras. Right? That's at the end of that tshuva.
You
have both. Yeah. Over there, he says that that's not chayz because you have the two svaras. Rav Moshe points out like this, that if you dyed it right before the tefillah, sometimes it's not blue yet, and you'll see the first two times you wash your hair it runs, so it could be there is mamashes there. And in Masoreis Moshe he says the minig is to be machmir by Tzev HaSairus. That's what he writes in Masoreis Moshe.
Only the first times or only
no times? I think more than that. Which is a pillow, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, how do you take it off? So when you start means don't do it.
As the minute that I see the game
option. Could be.
Just don't dye it.
Yeah, you can dye it.
No.
Okay, Sif Bays. Okay, Sif Bays. Over here we have the din of Chutei Cyrus. One practical case is that women, they tie their hair with these ponytail holders, plastic ones or something like that. So the question would be if she forgot to remove it, some of the hair she left one of the ponytail holders inside or something like that. So that would be telling this halacha. If it's roughly, not roughly, mehudik, that's what would be negated to base. Siv Gimel. It's talking about where there's like a net, chalulim, osu maisa reshes. So that would be negated to sif mem. We're going to learn that you have to have a chaverta, a ish Yisraelis, who's there watching her teva to make sure that all her hair goes under. So what happens in a case where there's no chaverta to watch her? So one of the eitzes is to put her hair into a net. Right, we saw the children from the Neid Biuda, if the husband could, but we'd rather not be Samech on that. So if she has a net, so that's going to be negated to Siv Gimel, Machut Me'elu Chalulim, also Ma'isir Reshes, Enum Chetzit. That's negated to Siv Gimel. Siv Dalet.
So it got me that, what if the lady talked to Dalet, what do we do? She has dye.
So if we, what?
She has dye, we just didn't.
Oh, which one?
She has dye in her hair. She's going back to
that. So let's just say you have both svaras. You can be mekel.
So we're not going to Masoreis Moshe.
No, Masoreis Moshe. I don't know. Masoreis Moshe. Once she has it, what's he going to tell you to? How you can get it out? It's just obviously. It's not clear what he means, but obviously it means that she shouldn't do it to begin with.
She shouldn't dye her hair.
I guess so. What else does he mean by that?
Call him.
Please do so.
Seriously.
Fine. Okay. Okay. Siv Dalet. Chutei Sar Einam Chaitzim. V'mhoi Musav Eis Chaitzim. So now, so over here we had the Chiddush and the Ramah of that normally we say a Chatzitza that holds back the water. So then that's considered a Chatzitza. Over here we're speaking about something which is not holding back the water from coming in contact with her, but she's makbid. The rabbis of Shorashi. Right? That is the Chiddush in the Ramah. The rabbis of Shorashi. So the Sidri Taira in Oisid Gimel says that even the rabbis of Shorashi only said it's din by Miro makbid. By Rubai Veine makbid. Then the rabbis of Shorashi Amoida, there's Zachoitis. Which the Pischichuv in Ois Dalid quotes the Rabbi Yisrael Shora, and he quotes the Sidri Taira, and he's chaylik on the Sidri Taira. He says, no. The Rabbi Yisrael Shora, he said, is then also by Rubei Amakbid. Halacha l'maisa, we go with the Sidri Taira, and like Sidri Taira says, even though one should be machmir like the Ramah in this, but if we have another tzad to be mekel, then we'll be machshir the tzvila if it was rough. And that's what the Sidri Taira says, and that's why we follow.
If there's another
What? It's only if it's meat or makbid. And if it's roughly, we're talking about roughly over here. If it's roughly and she, and we have another set to be makos, then we'll be makos.
That's right.
The Siddhartha himself says that. I'm just going to Siddhartha.
What are the tzad? Any tzad?
What's like
another tzad? Yeah. What? What would be the case? You know the guess. Take all the spurs that we had until now. Sif hey, shtei sars a yosef shayk shurim ke echa kesha echa einu chetzim. So over here we have machlekes rambam goinim. Times up. No, we said that. Over here we have machlekes rambam goinim. Whether we look at the here as a separate guf or not. One nafkamina is if I have a chetzit on roiv the sars, but not on roiv the guf. Chaber passings like Rav Yishenim, which is not like the Rambam. The Gra brings a raya from the Gemara Bava Kama. The Aruch HaShulchan over here in Ois Yud, he mounts, comes out stark. He says, Rambam zalch mechul kem agoinim, because the goinim, and he says, He says that the halach is like the goinim, and he says that that's the way everyone holds. He is such a lashon. Where is it? Shemagva Rama's filah sear, uvzear Rama meikav goinim achmir. Yesh gam lehepech. We have nafkaminis. Arrive at Hiskim Lagoinim, Chenir Das Rashi. Veshchasati Sikdala. I thought he said a lotion like his way. Kabar Allah al Maestu, we pass him like the Goinim, that the Cyrus is a guf by itself. However, we have the Prisha, who is Masupik, if we look at all the different areas of Cyrus, or we're only talking about the Cyrus on the head. So the Tarno Yisudzayim quotes the Prisha, the Prisha, and he also quotes the Tveres Lamaisha, and wanted to say that not only each area of here, but also the mouth and other Evarim, would also be a good by itself. However, halacha we do not pass in like the Tveres Lamaisha. And the only thing that negates was the hair on the head. The hair on the head we consider like a guf echad. This, even though the Chacham's Adam seems to go with the Tveres Lamaisha, but we follow the psak that
Tveres Moshe is kosher to preach the something.
Yeah, but we go with the goinim, and it's on the hair on the head, not the other hair.
Is part of the goinim.
Right. The ma'isa were makbid that the women should comb out their hairs very well. The klal is that as long as she did it in a normal way, the way she normally does it, then that's enough, and then she doesn't have to do more than that. And just this nekud about combing the hair, if you take a look at the Sidrei Taira at the end of the Simen, the Sidrei Taira in Ois Nun Hei, he quotes a Ramban, and the Ramban says as follows. Oh, it's not at the end of the Simen, I'm sorry. Ramban says, important Ramban to remember. Kas of Ramban b'sefer Chayisav is el shoynay. Ubedine achatzitza loy toiv hayoyse adam machmer yoyse midai. It's not good for a person to be machmer more than needed. Mechapis achasveges lifso tvilosay v'dava akal ki im kain ein l'dava seif el achas shechifef aroisha. She washed the hair. The sirka b'masrik. She combed there with a comb. V'chififa, and she washed it. V'roch sekol gufa, v'nis heres. The vilti tigam shum davachay. She was careful not to come contact with a chetzita. The tasa tvilosim b'pshita sevirach. She did the proper tvila. V'chol gufa lo yachnis adam roishi b'sveikis achamuris as she ain't lo ketz. Sfeik is there can be no end. Visait. Kagoin, otz my now be yoysa, maybe I closed my eyes too tight, I held my lips too tight. And other sfeiks, kimi yuchala havchem in atzma be yoy, otzma be yoysa, may le otzma be yoysa. So, therefore, again, when it comes to comb in the hair, there can be no end to it. You comb it, what you normally do, and make sure that it's combed out, and then weiter. What? No, no. Okay, we can stop here. Mitzvah will continue. We'll continue with more ha'aris. There's really two more shtels here in the simen. One is sifid ches through chaf, which is about tzipar nayim, chaf aleph, and nails, the chedushim that come out of that. And then there's one more shtel here, which is chaf dalet through chaf vav, which is basis starim and blua. Okay?